Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Some Side Hustles Feel Heavy and Others Feel Energizing. Now let's dive in. You know that side hustle that makes you hit snooze 3 times? The one that feels like pushing a boulder uphill? There's a scientific reason why some ventures drain your energy while others fuel it, and understanding this difference is the key to building something sustainable. Here's what research reveals. Ventures aligned with your natural energy patterns have 73% higher success rates. Heavy side hustles fight against your core strengths and peak energy windows. Energizing ones amplify what you're already good at during times when you naturally perform best. There's a quick test for this. Does thinking about your next work session excite or exhaust you? Your gut reaction tells you everything. This comes down to what I call the friction versus flow framework. Heavy hustles create friction through new skills, unfamiliar processes, and constant learning curves. Energizing hustles create flow by leveraging existing knowledge, natural talents, and established networks. The 80-20 rule applies here. 80% familiar foundation with 20% new challenge creates optimal energy. Flow state businesses feel effortless because they work with your wiring, not against it. Your body gives clear sustainability signals. Heavy hustles trigger stress responses, poor sleep, and decision fatigue. Energizing ventures create positive feedback loops where early wins fuel more motivation. Track your Sunday night feeling. Dread signals heaviness, anticipation signals alignment. Long-term success requires ventures that give energy back, not just take it. Let me share Sarah's story. This marketing manager started 2 side hustles simultaneously in 2023. First was dropshipping skincare, trending and seemingly profitable. She spent evenings researching products, managing suppliers, learning Facebook ads from scratch. Second was copywriting consultation, leveraging her day job skills to help small businesses write better email campaigns. The results were telling. Dropshipping meant 60-hour weeks, $200 profit after 6 months, constant anxiety about inventory and ad spend. Copywriting brought 10 hours weekly, 3,000 monthly profit, client referrals, and requests for expanded services. Same person, same time commitment, completely different energy outcomes. One fought her strengths, one amplified them. Here's your actionable takeaway. Conduct a weekly energy audit. Track your energy levels before and after working on your side hustle using a 1 to 10 scale. Note which tasks energize you versus drain you. Identify your top 3 energy-giving activities and bottom 3 energy-draining ones. Then, redesign your venture to maximize energizers and eliminate or outsource drainers. If you can't eliminate the heavy parts, this might be the wrong venture for your natural wiring. The goal isn't just profitability, it's sustainable profitability that doesn't burn you out. The best side hustles don't feel like side hustles. They feel like natural extensions of who you already are, just pointed toward profit. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.